اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم ألهمنا مراشد أمورنا وأعذنا من شرور أنفسنا. Normally, as is habit, whenever there's an informal majlis, there's not really topic prepared, bayan prepared. What comes to mind, I normally just say it. Then Allah Ta'ala put some benefits, barakah in it for all of us. My Islam, your Islam. Last night I sat with a group of boys. Someone asked for some advice and something came to my mind. So that most likely I'll repeat practically whatever I mentioned to those boys last night. And a few extra. Over the years, because of our own condition, our own feelings, our own desires, temptations, we all get temptations. There are some people in the world who really feel like shuyukh don't get temptations. Mashayikh don't get. That is why if the sheikh says to a murid, an example, that you must come make khidmat, she is over the moon. So she'll come running to sheikh's house 11 o'clock at night. Her husband will say, where are you going? I'm going for Mi'raj. For Mi'raj. Because she doesn't understand that the sheikh is also like a husband, same. He also got desires. But for some reason people think the ulama, the shuyukh, they like stone. So the only problem is, I wonder how they understand, like when the sheikh got married, what happened on his first night? Anyway, he and his wife sat on the musalla, oh Allah, please send our child also. No desire. Everyone got desire. We all get desire. And we all get a pull. So if we all get desire, then what is wilayat? I had never heard a sheikh ever saying, I also get desire. Until Hazrat Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib, rahmatullah alayhi, came and he wasn't shy about it. And he gave courage to everyone. He said, the fuel to become the friend of Allah is desire. And burning shahwat is means your fuel is now burning. Says your rocket is going to fly, the only problem is in which direction. Goes in the right direction, you can create miracles in the world. Goes in the wrong direction, is destruction for you and the world. So everyone wanted the desire out. He said, don't empty your tank, but learn to steer your vehicle. The more the desire, man has been created. فَأَلْهَمَهَا فُجُورَهَا. When Allah Ta'ala spoke about the nafs, the unique point of the nafs which Almighty Allah as though praised it is فَأَلْهَمَهَا فُجُورَهَا. Evil is never attributed to the being of Almighty Allah. But in this verse Almighty Allah did not attribute evil to him. Fujur, evil. But he attributed the putting of desires in the nafs towards him. That the putting of desire in a person is no bad. Without that desire within man, there will be no difference between you and an angel. But when Qiyamah will take place, the angel won't say, I also want to go in Jannah to enjoy. Because the angel never ever had to fight. The angel will remain a khadim throughout. What will make the people of Jannah, Jannati? Is after I have placed in them fujur, the desire to do evil. Wa taqwa, and I placed within them an ability to say no also. That person who did that, no matter how hard it is. So that's what this Islahi Jalsa is. A lot of people think if I take bayat, my desire will just go. Finished. Now when I see the internet, no feeling. Now when a beautiful, pretty girl, naked girl I see on the beach, no feeling. And then he says, yeah, I still got feeling. Suddenly it is gone. That feeling will get more and more severe. But the ability to say no must become more and more severe. Until the time comes where your own qalb, so to say, it must bleed in the love of Almighty Allah. Hazrat Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib would say, let it bleed so much, that as though red starts coming on the outside of the qalb. He says, because that red which comes on the outside of the heart, it resembles the land before the sun rises. That land also gets a reddish color. says, when you will make your heart in the color like what the land looks before the sun rises, he says, I guarantee you in the next few days the sun of Almighty Allah Tajalli will rise on your heart. Because you created that red. You have to learn to bleed. This is a world of imtihan and fitan. The one who doesn't want to see the exam, he's that student who every imtihan time comes, he has to go to the dentist. So in the ending, the whole madrasa knows. He always got his story. His visa is expiring only now. His mother could only make the appointment now. So the time comes, they tell him, go, but don't come back also. Because without the exam, there is no progress in life. We don't want exams. أشد الناس بلاء الأنبياء ثم الأمثل فالأمثل. If you want to walk on the path of Allah تبارك الله selected, you'll have to walk on a path of a lot of thorns. So then the question comes, and how does this bayat help? How does mashayikh help? I thought the man will make tawajjuh one shot on me and I'll become like an angel. Had the sheikh had that done that, he would have made tawajjuh on his wife. She would have become an angel. Ask any sheikh, he'd say, my wife is not an angel. Could have made tawajjuh on himself, looking in the mirror, he would have become, everyone is worried. We're all worried on this path. But what helps us on this path? The only thing that this path gives us is ilm. It gives you a certain knowledge that that's the road, take it. That's one. There is no sheikh who's going to push your car when it's stuck. He himself got worried of his own car. But he'll make dua for you when he sees you stuck. So dua of an absent for an absent in the eyes of Almighty Allah really has some effect. There's a lot of dua that took place in the salasil, in the silsila. So a lot of dua. So one sheikh will make dua, sometimes his own work won't get done, your work will get done. One man came to the sheikh and said, Hazrat, after your dua you gave me, I read it every day and business is running like anything. So the sheikh said, poor me, I never, my business never opens up. This man is becoming a millionaire. He helps somebody else, never helps him. But and sometimes it comes in the narration, you will see in Riyadu Salihin mention is made. There is sometimes that land which when rain falls, then it gathers so much of water. But shariba nas, lot of people come and drink from that water. Not only they drink, wattaqaw, then they give their animals to drink. More than that, they use it for irrigation purposes. You know how much water that must be, like an ocean. Who will that refer to? So refer to that person who took so much of knowledge within him. May Allah tabarakallah save all of us. It could be the ulama also. They're the only people who have taken in so much of water, of ilm, that they can give the whole world. But Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, but not a single drop of that water penetrates into themselves. They just remain like that. He never praised them. He said, like hopeless. When you read that narration, you shiver. But it can't be the normal person, because what water he got? That knowledge, what knowledge he got that can give the whole world? That man shivers who understands, I do have knowledge from who the world is drinking. So ilm, the mashayikh can give ilm. And dua they can give. Thereafter the last part, the sheikh himself is in need and the murid is in need. The talib is in need, everyone is in need. And what is that? That after I was shown, take this turn here. Now when the time comes to take that turn, am I ready to take it or not? So these majalis are just for that ilm. And to give us courage that let's take the turn. I can also get courage, you can also get courage. Now when we're on that way, the sheikh has warned, however, that you know when that turn comes, it seems so simple, I tell you, just do this. But hardly anyone has taken the turn. وَأَكْثَرُهُمْ فَاسِقُونَ So what will happen is the man himself will start making dua on the way. And this is what I want to speak about. When we talk about our islah, the main thing is that the only one that can help me and can help you is the Zat of Almighty Allah. In this game towards Almighty Allah, no sheikh can pull a murid, no murid can pull a sheikh. Everyone is walking scared on every step. The only thing thing that helps the world is dua himself. Because dua shows Almighty Allah, I need your pull. It is when that dua comes, when you become the masters of the era. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam spoke about a time, the narration comes in Tabrani. He said, a time will come close to Qiyamah, hatta yakuna al-waladu ghaiban, that the children of the era will be like bombs. Bombs of anger. Ghaib means shadeed ghadab. Bombs of anger means forget anyone giving you advice. People will be scared to give you advice. The mother will just say, keep quiet, don't say something. He just throws the tantrum. He goes, why is it? We are entering into that phase because every school got that law. And if the teacher says something to you, you lock up the teacher. Al-waladu ghaiban. The ustad tells the student, stand up and put your hand on the wall. He makes the ustad stand up and put his hand on the wall. That era could come. And we're moving in that era. Where if you tell a student, I'll take your phone away, the look he'll give you, that if looks could kill, I would have been dead long time. That is al-waladu ghaiz, that I just feel like punching. Al-waladu ghaiz. When they will become time bombs. At that time, the chance of anyone telling anyone anything is zero. وَيُجْهَرُوا بِالْفَحْشَاءِ, because now the children will be like animals. It is at that time, evil will open up its doors everywhere. The mother will walk in the room and she'll see a naked picture. She can't tell her child that, you know what? He got a sign there, private. So she doesn't even want to tell him, I walk in your room. He'll become so upset, how dare you enter my room? وَيُجْهَرُ بِالْفَحْشَاءِ, that mother will just live in her own world of crying. Father will be in crying. Come and say to the Maulana, please just say something in the bayan, my son can hear it. Everyone will be scared of the children. So the child will be wild. We entered into that era. Now how do we make sure we don't become that wild person? Al-walad ghaiban, wild. And my child doesn't become that wild. I mustn't become wild. My child mustn't become. Boy or girl. You just see the child, daughter will say, Daddy, I'm going out of the house. In England it's different. They don't say I'm going out of the house. They say I'm kicking you out of the house. Because in England the woman owned the house. The government gave them the chance. So the man came to me and he said, my family have become Shia. So I told him, do this, do this. As I'm telling him, he's telling me, you don't understand, Shia. If I try to do anything, they'll kick me out of the house, wife and daughter. Kick me out. So I'm scared. He said, I'm not coming to ask you how to change them. I'm coming to ask, how do I manage to live in the house and stay safe? No chance of changing. They kick me out. Al-waladu ghaiban. So in that era, whenever we go somewhere, someone will say to us, drugs is the problem. Somebody else will say, the phone is the problem. Somebody else will say, internet is the problem. Somebody else will say, peer pressure is the problem. And if everyone says, give a bayan on this, give a bayan on this, give a bayan, as the bayans are carrying on, something new is being created. That's also the problem. So the best is you look for the highest on the highest of problems. That what is the star chashma, the prime of all the problems? What you will see in Quran, you will see Allah Tabarakallah in Quran never spoke about the internet. And he never spoke about drug lords. He never spoke about a cell phone, a mobile. But Quran came to show you a path for till the end of the day. So if the internet was going to cause so much of havoc in the world, there was a demand for the internet to be mentioned in Quran. Because it was hidayat for me in my era. But I never saw internet in Quran. I never saw drugs in Quran. But one thing you will see as you go through the pages of Quran, is Allah Tawarakala described shaitan in full. And he described the effort he will make on man. So a time reached mine and your life, that shaitan, because when we grew up understanding him to be the boogeyman, the spook. Mother said, if you go out after Maghrib, he'll catch you. That's all. So then what I learned of shaitan, that just say, A'udhu Billah, when you're reading your Quran, he won't trouble you. I had no fear of shaitan and I grew up without that fear. Then a time came in my life that I do whatever I want to do and I see everything. The one thing I don't see around me is the seeing of shaitan. which Allah Tabarakallah said, إِنَّهُ يَرَاكُمْ إِنَّهُ هُوَ وَقَبِيلُهُ. He and his entire jamaat is looking at you. Now when you see that camera, suddenly you change. Had you not seen that camera, how you behave? We live in a world of cameras. That is why you tell a person who got married, when you get married your first night, second night, think where you go nowadays. It's a world of cameras. This is a reality in the world. Recently in South Africa we got a hotel called Hilton. So Hilton fired two of their workers because they were eating the leftover food in the room. So they caught them on camera. So those workers denied it. They said, come, I'll show you. It's on camera. As they saw themselves on camera, the question went out that how could the hotel room have a camera in the room? It came in the newspaper, very short, small and gone. They said, no, last night we only put the camera because we were doubting these workers. Only last night. The whole world went into a shiver. This is a shaitani world. One man wrote his own waqiyah. Muslim man, Muslim country, filthy world, yujharu bil fahsha. That I made an appointment with a beautician. I would pay her so much money that the woman who come to do their body by her, it must be on camera. And he explained how far it went and how he made CDs and how he would sell it. And he explains until the one day, and he had warned his wife that you must never go to a beautician. He had warned her because he was doing the danda. But one day her sister took her. The thing was bought, he made the CDs, because you don't have time to look at it now, he sold it. He explained that sitting with his friend looking at the thing, his friend even said, hey, this one is like, saw the whole woman taking out the clothing, everything. When she turned her face to the camera, his heart almost broke. Said in front of his friend he went and put it off. His friend is wondering like, what happened? Then he broke that CD, but he's not thinking that CDs are all out in the world to all his friends. So it's not a once off thing. Yujharu bil fahsha. A woman must think nowadays when she goes somewhere, do I take out my clothing or not? If man could see that camera of shaitan looking at him, he would suddenly behave different. Now when Allah Tabarakallah will announce in Quran, إنما الخمر والميسر والأنصاب والأزلام رجس من عمل الشيطان. The thing that makes the mind go not khamr, whether it's liquor or whether it's drugs, it is. Suddenly you won't see the peddler smiling and giving it to you. You will see a burning flame of shaitan here. Then you won't see a smile, you will see hatred. They take the drug, you idiot. A smiley. Take it. That boy immediately will pull his hand away. That man who went to the rave and was enjoying. Then he looked at one DJ and he saw in his eyes colors changing. Red and green. Suddenly he pulled out. He pulled out of zina. He ran for his life. He made tawbah. He only saw one jinn, baby jinn. It was more than enough for him to pull out. Had me and you been able to see shayateen from before, you see that anger of that shaitan. See that hatred, and he sees him pointing at, I want you, come. Suddenly every pull of shaitan, وَلَأُضِلَّنَّهُمْ وَلَأُمَنِّيَنَّهُمْ وَلَأَمُرَنَّهُمْ فَلَيُغَيِّرُنَّ خَلْقَ اللَّهِ. I will show them, I will invite them, I will thrill them, I will show them new forms in the world. Until the time comes that how you created them, oh Allah, they'll change that whole creation. The hair was normal, now the hair is wild. The woman's supposed to have an earring, now the boy got an earring. He's full of chains. He's walking in the garb of a woman, she's walking in the garb of a man. But had that man seen that it was not the television who taught me how to dress, it was a shaitan who said, dress like me. Be wild. Put on the black, put on the bright, put on the tight. Suddenly you will say, this is not for me, this I'm pull out. After we have seen shayateen, and that till now, up till now, alhamdulillah, everyone got. Nowadays we speak about the Illuminati freely. We say the Jewish lobby is behind this, Illuminati is behind this, Satanism is behind this. So ilm, to a great level it reached. But there was a problem after that ilm. two things were becoming so strong that we could not pull out of their clutch. One is Shaitan, so we know it's him. But like the rat is telling the other rat, you know how many of our friends already got caught in the cheese trap? And everyone is crying. But when the man of the house puts the next cheese curls or cheese on the trap and the smell starts coming, once it enters into the rat hole, the rat and his friend, both of them go out of their mind. And that night, they gave a whole bayan that how many of our friends were caught. But that night, they also went out. The man gave a bayan in the masjid, don't go on the internet. That night, he himself was on the internet. That ilm had reached there, we know it is. We're seeing him. But we reached a level that you see on the cigarette box will cause cancer. So bold they wrote it, and you're telling me I'll pay 50 rand for that. I want cancer. I mean, where in the world will they write, don't take this, and say, I want that one. Will cause cancer, and the man says, smiling at it, enjoy. That's how it is. So me and you, we all got that ilm. But one is that pull of Shaitan has become so strong. That is why no longer the Illuminati and the force and the hidden thing is shy. Now they invite now. Now they invite. Now they will come and tell you, join the Freemasons. Join. They're ready. Because the pull is such that you will see the danger, you walk into it smiling also. So ilm we got. Now we need two things. One is protection from that pull of Shaitan. And one is protection from the crave of myself. I got a crave also. So I will end with this. That there are two, what I saw, things that we can read. One is a surah of Quran. And one is a dua. The surah everyone knows, but to start reading it. It's called Qul A'udhu Bi Rabbil Falaq. The real amal of the surah is you read Qul A'udhu Bi Rabbil Falaq, Qul A'udhu Bi Rabbin Nas. Nabi would put up his hands like making dua. In the hands he would read it. Comes in the narration when he would blow, a little bit saliva would also come. A little bit wetness. And then he would rub it very hard on his body. The surah is unique in this aspect that it covered up nearly every harm. That Qul say, and when that said word say comes, it's a unique word. Because it comes in the Quran when Adam alayhi salam was begging for his tawbah to be accepted, begging, begging, begging. And the time came, فَتَلَقَّى آدَمُ مِن رَبِّهِ كَلِمَاتٍ. Then certain words from Allah tabarakala came to Adam alayhi salam and he was said, say this. Hazrat Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib said, when the word was come, say this. It means you say it, your work is done. When Qul came in the surah, Qul say, it means you say it and I'll do it for you. أعوذ برب الفلق من شر ما خلق. That, O Allah, from the evil of whatever has been created around me, I ask رب الفلق to pull me out of that evil. What is falak? Ulama give many meanings, but one meaning which I enjoy is this. That falak means the breaking dawn. Everything is dark in the sky. So darkness is called zulumat. So dark. But at night when we look at the darkness, we'll never say, hey, light will never come out. We say, because behind all that darkness is the power of my Allah who will break through the darkness with light. Rabbil Falaq, O Allah, you are the one that brings light in that entire atmosphere. It breaks through it, cuts through it. In a world of full darkness, O Allah, will you allow me to cut through also? Bi Rabbil Falaq, every morning I see it. Darkness has never killed the morning. Oh Allah, why must darkness kill me? A'udhu bi Rabbil Falaq min sharri ma khalaq. From everything. All. Wa min sharri ghasiqin idha waqab. That's also got many translations, but the one translation Mufassirin has mentioned, which I also enjoy here, is from the evil of ghasiq. Some have said the moon, but some have said darkness. From the evil of darkness when it envelopes. Under Abdullah bin Abbas radiallahu anhu explained one example, is the one that I enjoy. He said, O Allah, I seek your protection from the evil of shahwa. When it takes over the mind, then it makes me forget who I am. Because there are times in life where we all got the turban. And we graduated as an alim, as a mufti, as everything. And then when we go in the world and we meet someone, and then we start having some, at that time a certain covering envelopes the mind. That the woman in parda forgets that she's a mother of 5 children. Later on everyone cries, the house collapsed. People will say, where was your mind? The mind was covered. وَمِن شَرِّ غَاسِقٍ. From the evil of darkness when it envelops the mind. I forget who I am. وَمِن شَرِّ النَّفَّاثَاتِ فِي الْعُقَدِ. And then there are many lobbies in the world. You can call them today Illuminati, you can call them Freemason, you can call them whatever. Every one of them is a lobby of satanic magic. And in every one of them there are witches. We learned of witches when we were small, that they were flying on the aeroplane, on the broom. Today they fly in the aeroplane. But that witch is there. Rasulullah spoke about some of those witches. He said, some of the people of Jahannam, I saw in Jahannam, I haven't seen them here. He said, far from Jahannam they will be. He said, I saw their hair like the back of a certain camel. That camel was not present among the Arabs full. That camel was a unique camel. It had a certain hump of hair, a cloth of hair which was like spiked. The world waited to see that until what is called today's pop stars came out. The hair of the pop stars, especially the one that is like brownish in color, and it goes spiked. If you put that hair next to that hair of that camel, you will see exact. He said, Ma ilat mumilat. They themselves will want the whole world to take their bodies, and they'll be inviting the whole world for their bodies. Ma ilat. These are witches of the era. And then there are those also that don't show their bodies to the world, but they are sitting, making their magic, doing their falt. There's a world of magic taking place. وَمِن شَرِّ النَّفَّاثَاتِ فِي الْعُقَدِ. Oh Allah, someone is blowing on knots. So that when technology comes out what is shaitani magic. They got a pull in it. There was no reason why they called it the internet. They knew it's a net. That it will pull you in, there's magic that pulls. They call it a web, they call it a cell, whatever name they call it, they would put it there, we're pulling you in. You pull a person in with magic. وَمِن شَرِّ النَّفَّاثَاتِ فِي الْعُقَدِ. Oh Allah, I'll read this so that the knots open up and the magic doesn't affect me. وَمِن شَرِّ حَاسِدٍ إِذَا حَسَدٍ. And finally, oh Allah, my worst enemy is حَاسِد. Hasid, the biggest hasid in the world for me and you is Iblis, Shaitan. From day one when he was told, make sajda to Nabi Adam alayhi salam, he said, I hate this man. On the basis of hasid. Enmity from the beginning of creation. That the day I was born, he came and poked me. He said, I'm coming for you also. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, every child born, Shaitan pokes him. He got time for all. Many of our people, when they would read this dua, the surah, the only hasid they know is their other auntie. My sister-in-law, she's the hasid. She's going to Sangoma. All this jadu, the whole kula audhu bi Rabbin Nas. Rabbil Falak was from my sister-in-law. Poor sister-in-law. The world of shaitan here. An entire paramat. Min sharri ma khalaq is that lower part of the paramat. So much of evil in the world. Wa min sharri ghasiqin idha waqab is that next step of the paramat. That the evil is there, but there are times in life where the evil becomes shadid. When I was in the club last night, when there was a matric ball party, I told my father, I know my lamat, but when I entered there, I forgot the lamat. It was lower the step, meaning one step higher. وَمِن شَرِّ النَّفَّاثَاتِ فِي الْعُقَدِ. And then you became the target of the witches. Now all of them's eye was on you. Bring him in. And everyone's magic was focused. They came on that step. And at the top of that step, panical is the top step. وَمِن شَرِّ حَاسِدٍ إِذَا حَسَدٍ. Looking from on top, that shayateen force. Oh Allah, I put myself in your protection. And read the surah with that. And only you can pull me out. Mubarak to that person who enters in the protection of Almighty Allah. Allah Tabarakallah in Quran mentions Nabi Isa alayhi salam's grandmother. When she fell pregnant, she made a dua. She said, "Oh Allah, what's in my womb? I place it in your protection from shaitan. Inni u'eezuha bika wa zurriyataha min ash-shaytan ar-rajim." At that time there was no shaitaniyat like today. She was living in the era of Al-Aqsa, to the time of piety, in the family of piety. But that mother had that worry that there is something called shaitan. So while the child was still in the womb protected, she said, "Oh Allah, before he even comes out or she comes out, I place the child in your protection and forget the child, the progeny of the child. Min ash-shaytan ar-rajim." Rasulullah said the effect of the dua was such that every child that is born, shaitan pokes it when it is born and it gives a scream. He said, but Nabi Isa alayhi salam's mother and Isa alayhi salam, even the poke was not allowed. Even the poke. Then they explained that Isa alayhi salam was a Nabi Ma'soom, but his mother would move in the world and she would never commit an error. That is why ulama would debate, was she also a Nabi? Because she was such a unique woman. Said the dua of the mother put her in the protection at the right time. Full protection. Me and you need that full protection. So that was Qul A'udhu bi Rabbil Falaq. And the other one is a dua I want to teach. Whoever knows the Arabic, learn the Arabic. Whoever can't, just try and think of the meaning of this dua. It comes, Rabbi qanni'ni bima razaqtani. That, oh Allah, whatever you have given me, let me be satisfied with it. Qanni'ni bima razaqtani. Because in the world of attraction, what we found is whoever is earning very well, he's still not happy and he needs more. That is why who does business of fraud? The rich people. Who enters all those funny contracts? The rich people. But you tell the rich man, you're earning so much money, what was the need for that one more deal that you got caught? He's just not satisfied with what he got. رَبِّ قَنِّعْنِي بِمَا رَزَقْتَنِي. You ask an alim that you graduated after 7 years, what you doing? He said, I opened up a truck station. I'm driving the truck. I said, what you driving a truck for? He said, I just need a little bit more money. رَبِّ قَنِّعْنِي. Oh Allah, what you give me, let me be happy with it. You ask that man who got such a beautiful wife. You don't know how beautiful his wife is, but your wife told you it's very beautiful. That he left her. So somebody else who your wife told was not so beautiful. You ask, what made you go in that direction? He says, I was missing something. رَبِّ قَنِّعْنِي بِمَا رَزَقْتَنِي. We're living in a world that whoever got whatever, he is not happy. I just want to know what the man on top of that hill is doing. So Allah Pak put me in a unique environment of ilm. But I just want to know what happens in the university. I was saved from so much of fitan, but I just need the other. There's this book called Qisasun Abkatni. My brother gave me one waqiyah from the book. One waqiyah, I just have to transgress here. Waqiyahs are unique things that I mention normally, but people sometimes only remember the waqiyah, forget the whole bayan. So recently, one time I went to Maritzburg. My brother, before that, he had told me one waqiyah, when Jamaat had come to Heidelberg, they gave one bayan about someone called Big Papa. It was a unique bayan. So when I went to Maritzburg, the bayan was the whole bayan. That part was a small cliff like. And it's called Nakal of Maqil. Someone in the bayan said it, that I was there in that Jamaat, and this is how it happened. So we're not going to go and ask him and interrogate him and ask him, are you sure you're not lying, is no masala. But amongst our Gujarati people, we understand in every story there has to be a little bit of spice. In that story perhaps there was some spice. So the bayan went out so far in the world, that from the country of that man also people contacted me. They said, we saw that man, what a huge man he was, amazing man. That by war, that story became such, there was a time whenever I would go somewhere, one child one day came to me, and he said, Morana, when I see you, I think of Dajjal. So I told him that that's not bad. Now the thing came, whenever they see me, they think of Big Papa.
So I said, at least there was a little bit like progress. Shaitan to the gangster. May Allah make us all such that when we are looked at, then everyone thinks of Allah. إِذَا رُؤُوا ذُكِّرَ اللَّهِ. And at least Big Papa is better than the judge. So recently my brother met another man of the Jawan. To ask him like, so that man said, no, that story got a lot of like extra matala. It wasn't so much like how it was mentioned. So that is stories. So even this waqiyah here, one woman wrote the waqiyah. Perhaps there's matala in the waqiyah, but she wrote her waqiyah. She wrote that her husband told her no, he gave her everything, everything, everything. She had no fight, she had no problem. And then the desire just came to her. This is the Rabbi qanni'ni bima razaqtani. Oh Allah, what you put in by me, let me be happy with it. She just wanted the internet. And her husband said, I have given you whatever you wanted, only not internet. And she explains a long waqiyah, how she pushed and she pushed and she begged and she begged, and the internet finally came. And it's a long story. Then on the internet, on this group, on that group, until a friend one day tells her that you haven't yet seen the chat room. Go on to the chat room. And she starts the chat room. And now in the chat room she finds one pious man. Because a pious woman is always inclined to a pious man. He's a man of advice. He's a man of, what's this hadith about? Albani says this about it. She says this about it. Authentic, not authentic. She was so thrilled. She got like a mufti, an alim, a scholar, a sheikh, a guide, guidance, everything. Whole. Now every time the husband comes, she's on the phone. So automatically the fight started. She said, before the internet, there was never a fight in her house. But she started seeing the faults of her husband because of the chat room. Now she never wanted him coming home now. Every time he comes, he's in arguing, fighting. But it was the internet that pulled her. Until the man said to her, I want to know you. She wanted to know him. She was so thrilled. And they had a meeting. Then the husband found the phone. He even saw you and met. He became so upset. He said, I'm taking out the internet. She said, I'll never allow. I want out. I want out. That man had told also that we can't do zina, haram. But one day, if your husband, one day something happens to him, I'll marry you. I'm a pious man also, I don't do zina. I only meet you on the side of the road. You don't do zina. The husband divorced her. She said, when the iddat was coming to an end, she sent a message that now everything is ready. A story ends on this, yeah. That the message she got was, ha, ha, ha. Ha, ha, ha. And that was the last that man ever answered to her. Ha ha ha. That she went into such a depression. So she's writing, said, I never married after that. And then she cursed her. She said, I curse every man who has made it their job to destroy the life of a woman. And then she said, but the biggest problem was my stupidity. But it wasn't stupidity, it was Rabbi qanni'ni bima razaqtani. That, oh Allah, what you have given me, let me be happy. Let me not want to see what's on the other side. Because Allah Ta'ala mentions, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ ارْتَدُّوا مِن بَعْدِ مَا تَبَيَّنَ لَهُمُ الْهُدَىٰ. There will be some people who hidayat will become so apparent to them. Because they're in the family of ilm and ulama. They're in a madrasa. They're in with mashayikh. They're the children of mashayikh. مِن بَعْدِ مَا تَبَيَّنَ تَبَيَّنَ مِن so clear the road was made. But the problem is the one who's on the outside, the non-Muslim wants in. They from the darkness are seeing light. They say, let me enter your religion. And the person who's in light, he wants to know what's in the life of darkness. مِن بَعْدِ مَا تَبَيَّنَ لَهُمُ الْهُدَىٰ. Allah Ta'ala says, they are those that after the path is made so clear to them, they start craving for darkness. الشَّيْطَانُ سَوَّلَ لَهُمْ وَأَمْلَىٰ لَهُمْ. Shaitan is telling them, come over this side. If there you got so much light, imagine what's on the other side. So suddenly me and you start losing happiness with this. I don't want this Quran so much. I'm tired of lessons. My friends are going out. And the other person is dying for Quran. I'm tired of it. I'm tired of my father telling me, wake up for Fajr. I want to sleep. And there are people in the world who are waiting for Fajr to start. When can I stand in front of Allah? The man in light sometimes says, I want darkness. And by Almighty Allah, if you want, I'll give it to you. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ ارْتَدُّوا. The people who will be murtad after hidayat opened up full for them,
الشَّيْطَانُ سَوَّلَ لَهُمْ. He said, come. I got another world on top of the mountain. That's that ha ha ha. That finally Islam could divorce us. Because we had no problem in Islam. We loved Islam. Islam gave us everything. It gave us good nights. We slept so well. It gave us protection in our house. Mother and father were not fighting. I was not fighting. Islam gave us everything. But then because of the internet, I was introduced to the chat room with over the hill shayateen. They started telling me, you know what, life is out of Islam. Let me show you. I started spending time looking at the world out of Islam, thinking it's real. Now I'm starting to fight with Islam. Whenever Islam comes, I don't want to. If Ramadan is coming, oh, what, to put away the TV? I don't want to. Then a time comes where Islam says to me, you'll have to get rid of this thing. And I say, get lost. I will not get rid, you'll have to let me go. So Shaitan will say, no problem. Shaitan will say, no problem. Then when your iddat is coming to an end, you'll write to Shaitan, iddat is almost over, let's marry. And suddenly when your eyes open on the day of Qiyamah, you see, ha, ha, ha. Only we won't be able to write our story after that. That must not happen. As-shaytanu. فَلَا تَغُرَّنَّكُمُ الْحَيَاةُ الدُّنْيَا وَلَا يَغُرَّنَّكُمْ بِاللَّهِ الْغَرُورِ. Let shaytan not pull you over here. The biggest deceiver, may Allah tomorrow fulfill the day of the one is, قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ الْفَلَقِ. But still feeling, read the two surahs, read it in your hand, blow, rub three times. رَبِّ طَنِّعْنِي بِمَا رَزَقْتَنِي. The full dua is, وَبَارِكْ لِي فِي مَا أَعْطَيْتَنِي. What you have given me, O Allah, put blessings in it. Be happy. Everything will come. The phone will come, but O Allah, let it come with barakah, not with evil. The car will come, let it come with barakah. Children will come. I don't have to run behind it. Finally, the last part of the dua, وَخْلُفْ عَلَى كُلِّ غَائِبَةٍ لِي بِخَيْرٍ. And O Allah, whatever I have left behind, see, I came here, I left behind my wife and my child. I don't know if they'll be protected. So I'm giving the bayan here, but I don't even know if my child is sitting on the internet looking at porn. I say, oh Allah, you be my khalifa in what I have left behind. And when I go out, my wife has to make the dua for me. That, oh Allah, we are now protected in this house, but we can't trust my husband also. وَخْلُفْ عَلَىٰ كُلِّ غَائِبًا. Because the worst is that alim, who suddenly the people say his wife was also caught. After that, he can't even give a bayan in the world. The people say he's giving a bayan. You saw his son what he's up to. Wakhluf. A woman's child got involved in drugs, terrible drugs. She said to someone who at that time the war in Syria was taking place. She said, you people are speaking of the war in Syria. There's war happening every day in my house. Said, I'm seeing a war. Wakhluf ala kulli ghaibatin li. That I can give the bayan and show ilm, but oh Allah, you're the only one who can pull people out. I ask you to pull them out, they ask, pull me out. رَبِّ قَنِّعْنِي بِمَا رَزَقْتَنِي. What I got, oh Allah, let me be happy with it. Let me enjoy ilm, Quran. I don't want to jump over the mountain and see the other side. وَبَارِكْ لِي فِي مَا أَعْطَيْتَنِي وَخْلُفْ عَلَى كُلِّ غَائِبَةٍ لِي بِخَيْرٍ. Whatever I have left behind, oh Allah, I leave you behind in khayr. May Allah tabarak Allah protect all of us.
Mawlana Hassan invited us to Cape Town. He's very young, but he's very, very senior. So when I met him, I was told on the radio, Hazrat Sheikh, on the phone, Hazrat Sheikh said this, Hazrat Sheikh said everything must be okay. So I really thought one, like a huge Sheikh. So when I came there and I looked at him, I thought it's the Khadim. So I don't know, where's the Sheikh? Mawlana Hassan has created what we call like a revolution in the land of Cape Town, which we never believed could happen. He did it. So it's not anyone who's talking now. It's a big sheikh. He brought people who were on the brink of kufr also. He visited one house where the woman came out of Islam. She never wanted to see anyone else. He just asked, can I come and have a cup of tea in your house? While she was preparing that cup of tea, whatever dua he made to Almighty Allah, when she came back in the room, she said, I want to accept Islam again. Because I felt that bird would enter the heart. The bird went back in the heart. Meaning the bird of Iman, which was going out, came back. Allah, tabarakallah, accepts people. May Allah Tawarakala make our heart connect with his heart while he's talking. And maybe find for ourselves a guide who can help us to find Allah Tawarakala, and Allah Tawarakala pull us all out of the shaitan.